temperature is high. Over.
Roger, standing by. Houston, Apollo 8, Roger. Primary evap is auto H2 flow. Auto, do you recommend activating the secondary water boiler?
Roger, copy, stand by.
Apollo Control, Houston, the conversation taking place is with Bill Anders aboard space.
Houston, re-verify manual valve on panel 382. Evaporator water control, automatic, over.
Roger, verify.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. Recommend you activate your secondary water evaporator.
Secondary evap coming on the line.
Roger.
Apollo Control, Houston, our ground data closely coincides with that aboard the spacecraft.
Off your DSC and we'll go to high bit rate, over.
Roger.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. I'll continue my readback of the burn status report. Copied VGX 0, VGY 0, VGZ 1.2. Delta V Charlie minus 20.2, over.
Stand by, he's getting the chart out again. Delta GZ was 0.2.
Roger, understand, 0.2 on VGZ.
Houston, this is Apollo 8. We're on malfunction 1 and 6. Going through step 1 to step 2. Over.
Apollo 8, Houston. Roger. Copy.
Correction, that's to step 4.
Roger. Copy to step 4.
Step 13.
Roger, step 13.
Apollo Control, Houston, what you're hearing here is a checkout procedure of the environmental control system. The voice principally from the spacecraft, that of Bill Anders, the systems engineer, member of the team aboard.
Step 14.
Houston, Roger.
Looks like the boiler dried out somewhere on the line.
Roger, Bill.
Apollo Control, Houston. Our ground readings on this orbit, 168 nautical miles, and Apolloon, Paraloon of 60.4 nautical miles.
Apollo 8, I'd like to confirm that burn status report. VGX was minus 1.4. VGY, 0. VGZ is 0.2. Minus 0.2, that is. Delta VC was minus 20.2.
Apollo 8.
Apogee 169.1.
Apollo 8.
Perigee 60.5.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. Roger, I'll read back again. The burn was on time, 4 minutes and 6.5 seconds. VGX minus 1.4. Trim nominal. VGY 0. VGZ minus 0.2. Delta V Charlie minus 20.2. Over.
That's Roger.
Roger, and we copy your apogee and perigee.
Steam pressure's coming up.
Roger, Bill.
Apollo Control, Houston, so you've had the first status report from an Apollo crew in lunar orbit. The unmanned lunar orbiter spacecraft traversed the moon perhaps over 10,000 times, but this is the first that a man aboard, in this case Frank Borman, reported to his compatriots here on Earth.
Roger, concur.
Step down's coming down.
Apollo 8, Houston, Roger, we concur. Roger, we're watching.
Bell Kent, nice job on the malfunction procedures.
Roger, Bell, thanks.
You too. us a call when you think we ought to stop the secondary boiler, Houston.
Apollo 8 Houston, we'll call. Houston, go.
Roger. For information, we're passing over just to the side of the crater Langrenus at this time, going into the Sea of Fertility.
Wait, Houston, or roger.
As you heard, Apollo 8 approaching the Sea of Fertility. Apollo Control Houston, our first batch of ground tracking data shows agreement in velocity within 1 foot per second with that of the spacecraft.
Apollo 8 Houston, what does the old moon look like from 60 miles, over?
Houston, the moon is essentially gray, no color, looks like plaster of Paris, or sort of a grayish beach sand. We can see quite a bit of detail. The Sea of Fertility doesn't stand out as well here as it does back on Earth. There's not as much contrast between that and the surrounding craters. The equator craters are all rounded off. There's quite a few of them. Some of them are newer. Many of them look like, especially the round ones, look like hit by meteorites or projectiles of some sort. Langrenus is quite a huge crater. It's got a central cone to it. The crater are terraced, about six or seven different terraces on the way down.
Roger, understand.
And coming up now, the Sea of Fertility are the old friends Messier and Pickering that I looked about so much on Earth.
Roger.
And I can see the rays coming out of Blaze Pickering. Coming up now near our B1 initial site, which I'm going to try and see. Be advised, the round window, the hatch window, is completely iced over. We cannot use it. Bill Meyer is showing a rendezvous window.
Apollo 8 Houston, roger. Got any more information on those rays? Over.
Roger. The rays out of... Pickering are quite faint from here. There are two different groups coming going to the west. They don't appear to be have any depth to them at all, just rays coming out.
Roger.
They look like just changes in the color of the Mare.
Yeah. Bill, if you can tear yourself away from that window, we'd like you to turn off the secondary evaporator, over.
Roger, going off.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. You can leave that secondary pump on for just a few minutes, over.
And Roger, remind us.
Pyrenee Mountain coming up. And we're just about over Messier and Pickering right now. Our first initial point is easily seen from our altitude. We're getting quite a bit of contrast as we appear, as we approach the Terminator. The view appears to be good, no reflection of the sun back to our eyes. It appears that visibility at this particular spot is excellent. It's very easy to pick out our first initial point. And over this mountain chain, we can see the second initial point, the triangular mountain.
Coming up on the craters Colombo and Gutenberg, very good detail visible. We can see the long parallel faults or grommets. And they run through the Maori material right into the Highland material.
The principal speaker that you've heard during most of this discourse has been Jim Lovell, but that last voice was that of Bill Anders.
Directly over our first initial point now for V1. It's almost impossible to miss, very easy to pick out, and we can look right over into the second initial point.
Roger, Jim.
I can see very clearly the five crater star formation which we had on our lunar charts.
Roger.
And right now I'm trying to pick out visually V1.
Roger, Jim. Bill, you can turn off the secondary evap pump now.
Houston, this is Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston, go.
Roger, how about giving us the system status, please?
Roger.
I've got V1 in sight now, Houston.
The reference to B1 is a landmark, landmark which relates to a projected landing site.
It's very easy to spot. You can see the entire rims of the craters from here, with, of course, the white crescent on the far side where the sun is shining on it. The shadows are quite lengthy now. Mascula B has quite a few shadows off of it, but can be recognized. Just to the west of Mascula B, we start going to the Terminator. The Terminator is actually quite sharp over the Pyrenees, and I can't see anything in Earthshine at this present time. Bill says that he can see things out the side window since he's not looking down on sunshine on the moon.
Apollo Control, Houston. As a matter of interest, spacecraft commander Frank Borman's heart rate has been ranging between 78 and 80 since we acquired.
Evaluating the strip charts on your SPS burn, and we'll give you a readout on that shortly. Over.
Roger, thank you. It seems smooth. You need high bit rate anymore?
Roger, we'd like high bit rate. We have dumped your DSE, and we'd like to stick with high bit rate for a while.
Roger.
Now, and our target is just directly below us.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. If you want the recorder now, it's yours.
Roger, thank you.
Apollo Control, Houston, our tracking data from the ground still compares very well with the guidance and navigation computer on the spacecraft.
Apollo 8, Houston, MISFIN tracking is comparing very well with your onboard nav.
Roger. Houston, for your information, we lost radio contact at the exact second you predicted.
Roger, we concur.
The reference there was to loss of signal as they went over the backside of the moon.
Turn off the transmitters at that time.
Honest engine, we didn't.
While these other guys are all looking at the moon, I want to make sure we got a good SPS, so how about give me that report when you can?
Sure will, Frank.
For every rev, please, otherwise we'll burn in DEI-1 at your direction.
Roger, understand. Apollo 8, this is Houston. Are you eating?
Negative.
Apollo 8, this is Houston. Are you eating dinner?
Negative. We'll have breakfast in a little while here.
Roger. Apollo 8, this is Houston. When you go into the dark in about 7 or 8 minutes, I have some words for you on the filters for the wide-angle lens for your TV camera. Over.
We're in the dark now.
Roger. Let me know when you're ready to copy. Apollo 8, Houston, any words on Earthshine? Over.
Is about as expected, Houston. Not as much detail, of course, as in the sunlight, but you can see the large craters quite distinctly, and you can see the albedo contacts quite distinctly, and also there's a good three-dimensional view of the rims of the larger craters.
Roger, Bill.
Our high-speed film will be able to pick some of this stuff up quite well.
Roger.